My meditation this week comprises of two parts. The first part, I'd like to report a commonality among some conversations I have had with individuals who have Parkinson's and some emails that I have received, which have all converged across an interesting common theme. The second part of the meditation today and this week will be comprised of an exercise which invites you to go into a space, and a space that invites you to literally reset your center so that you can move through physical motions and activities effortlessly and without any evidence of symptoms. Now to the first part of the meditation. I have had conversations with individuals that have an interesting common theme. The theme is that there are no symptoms when the individual is doing a very specific activity that they love. And when this activity is stopped, the symptoms all of a sudden reemerge again. Clearly, from all of the interviews I have in the radio programs, a theme that emerges time and time again, without, I might say, exception, is people report when they are stressed, the symptoms are much worse. And when they are relaxed and carefree, symptoms are hardly noticeable. So clearly, stress is directly and profoundly connected to the symptoms of Parkinson's. One individual told me that they are a Tai Chi instructor as well as a person who practices a couple of hours of Tai Chi every week. This individual explained that when they do their Tai Chi, either as a teacher or as a person who's just going through the exercises every day, they have absolutely no symptoms whatsoever. When they stop their Tai Chi, symptoms, however, surface. A second person explained to me that their love turns out to be table tennis, playing ping pong. When they play ping pong, there is absolutely no evidence of symptoms whatsoever. If you saw this person playing table tennis, you'd think they were ready to go to the Olympics because there's absolutely no evidence whatsoever of any instability, no evidence of any imbalance, and no evidence of any tremoring whatsoever. A third person emailed me that their love that they have finally returned to over the last 6 weeks has been kickboxing. Absolutely love kickboxing. And they've done that particular activity quite a bit recently. And again, the pattern is repeated. When they do their kickboxing, their symptoms simply are not visible, are not noticeable. And when they're not doing kickboxing, the symptoms are a bit more present. When, finally, we do any type of trauma release work with crowds, as we do at Jumpstart to Wellness or as we will do on the Parkinson's cruise to Alaska, what you will observe if you have attended those events is that all of the symptoms, or literally most of the symptoms for people, are all of a sudden silent. Tremoring is reduced to nothing or a mild tremor for individuals, and there is a real solidarity. There is a oneness that moves into the entire group as we're actually doing the trauma release work. All in all, then, what I would simply observe is that many individuals report that there are occasions in their life when they are symptom-free, and there are many occasions when they are not. Is this true for you? Do you tend to evidence symptoms when you are sleeping, for example? Most people don't. Some people do. Are there other particular activities, perhaps when you are doing artwork or when you are playing music, when symptoms are not evident whatsoever? Are there times then, I ask you, when you've noticed symptoms are controlled or minimal versus other times when symptoms are very much in your face and bothersome? Given that this happens to be an observation that many people have had, I now make the following statement. If it is possible to be symptom-free doing a specific activity, why would it not then be possible to take whatever energetic template is present at the moment and the time when symptoms are not noticeable and transfer that over to all circumstances, to all situations that a person might confront in their life moment to moment, day by day? I think it is possible. I don't mean to suggest that it's easy, but I believe that it is possible to be able to entrain your body with remembering what it is like to be in that place where symptoms are at bay, where symptoms are not noticeable whatsoever, where symptoms are not bothersome to you in any way or fashion, and to literally, with your intention, place that same energetic centeredness into every situation that you actually confront. I believe it's possible. And so what I want to do in the actual guided meditation this week is to invite you to go through a learning entrainment exercise where you can take what it is that you know is present physically in your body when you have no symptoms and literally learn how to transfer that over into situations where symptoms tend to be very much in your face. Settle in then. Take a slow, easy breath, as we always do in these guided visualization meditations. And as you take a slow, easy breath, I invite you, before we actually launch into this experience, to set a clear idea of an activity that you would like to visualize doing in a symptom-free way. When I say activity, this could be any activity whatsoever. It could be doing yard work. It could be driving to work or to the store or to the movie. It could be going to a social event. It could be taking a walk or talking to a neighbor or talking to a spouse or a loved one. The activity, then, I suggest to you, could be any activity that you have noticed oftentimes is associated with a flare-up of symptoms. Perhaps talking on the phone with a person who themselves are challenged with health problems. Perhaps a situation where you're amongst family members where there might tend to be untoward or unpleasant feelings or memories. Whatever the circumstance, whatever that particular experience might be that you know you will have again, I'd like to ask you to literally focus in, to hone in literally on an activity, an experience that you know you will have in the very near future that you would like to experience in a new way. Instead of anticipating a great deal of confrontation with troublesome symptoms, what I'd like for you to set your intention to do is to go through that experience symptom-free. So think through, obviously, you could identify or select any specific physical activity whatsoever. It could be one that could last just a few minutes, or it could be an activity that could last an entire afternoon. Sort through everything that you do typically in your life, and perhaps selecting an activity that systematically is always associated with troublesome symptoms would be a good one to choose for this meditation. Got the activity in mind? Any activity, of course, will do. It's just important that you be clear and focused on a very specific activity. It's not going to work as well if you're thinking in generalities. So let's now get started. Slow down the pace, as I just have, as you notice your breath. And you are simply present with whatever your body might be communicating to you in the moment. With no judgment, just acknowledging it is what it is. Declaring this to be a safe time and a safe place to be able to do a most important sequence of work. An exercise that will help you return to a place of full balance, centeredness, health, and wellness. Think now in your imagination of a magnificent tree, a tree that is large, a tree that is grandiose, a tree that is gorgeous in each and every respect imaginable, a tree with large and magnificent limbs, a tree with gorgeous leaves, a tree that soaks its roots down deep into the earth. In your imagination, see that tree now. A tree that you know. A tree that is familiar to you. The tree physically may be very close to you now, or it may be very far away. It may be a tree that you got to know many, many, many years ago. Connect now, however, with one single tree that you remember in your imagination as being very special to you. Approach that tree now. Walk toward that tree now, feeling the magnificence of the energy that is exuded by this special and divine creation of the universe. Walk toward this tree and meld into the tree as if you are becoming one with this tree. Allow yourself to feel each and every tissue in this tree, from the roots to the sides of the trunk to the limbs, all the way up to the top of the tree. And as in your imagination, you rise higher and higher up in this tree, feel how your own frequencies rise higher and higher and higher. Meld into this tree now. Become one with this tree now. Feel the place of groundedness. Feel the place of centeredness as you become one with this most magnificent tree of your memory now. Allow yourself to slip now with your imagination down into the roots of this tree as you become one with the life source that makes this tree grow day by day and week by week into an even more magnificent presence of the universe. Feel the oneness now. Feel the groundedness now. This is a place of no fear. This is a place of no anxiety. This is a place of oneness with the centeredness of the earth. This is a solid place. This is a clear place. This is a grounded place. Slip now out of this tree, and what I want to invite you to do is to lean back against this tree that you are now divinely connected to. Becoming one, becoming centered, becoming grounded. Bring now to consciousness that activity that you focused earlier on that you would like to recreate for yourself. Imagine a clear ball in front of you. And as we are about to engage that activity, all fears and all anxieties associated with this particular activity can be now placed into the clear ball that you see in front of you. What anxieties do you have about doing what you are about to do in your imagination? What thoughts? What fears? Place all of those anxieties, all of those fears, all of those doubts into the clear ball now. Everything that comes to mind about doing this activity, judgments of others about you, feelings of inadequacy, feelings of not enough, doubts about whether or not you can accomplish what it is that you'd like to accomplish. Anticipations that surely it will be the same, that this is not worth doing. Whatever doubts, whatever criticisms, whatever fears you find you are having now about doing this activity, place all of those limiting thought forms into the clear ball in front of you now. Allow them to surface and allow them to float into the clear ball now. Each one, one by one, whatever those thoughts are. They're just thoughts. They're not true. They haven't happened. They are simply thoughts that are limiting. Allow them to surface and place them in the ball. Some of the feelings have no thoughts. They are simply feelings. Allow those feelings to meld into that clear ball now that in your imagination is sitting in front of you. Take all of that now, all of those anxieties, all of those fears, all of those anticipations that are simply that, anticipations of something that is not going to actually be experienced. Take all of that, and as you have now placed all of that into the clear ball with your arms, take this clear ball and lift it up from the ground in front of you over your head and push this clear ball up. Higher and higher and higher over the roof of whatever building you now may be located in. Higher and higher above the clouds, above the confines of the atmosphere of the earth, into the space of the universe as you see this ball going higher and higher and higher and higher above your head. And as you see all of these unnecessary and limiting thought forms dissolve into gold light, feeling now the gold light as it soaks into each and every cell of your body, being nurtured by the gold light, by this place of safety, by this place of oneness, by this place of centeredness, by this place of groundedness. Be nurtured now. Bring now back to your focus of attention the activity that you will now do in a different way. Check first, before you begin to launch into your visualization of this activity, where your center of gravity is now located. Is the center in the right place? Just look. Use your imagination and look and ask yourself, where's my center of gravity? When there are problems with balance, the center of gravity is simply not in the right place. It tends to be too far forward for most individuals who have the symptoms of Parkinson's. So just check. Just ask yourself, I'm about to now do an activity that's important to me. Where's my center of gravity? Check. Where is it? Is it in the right place? And if not, put it in the right place now. Put that center of gravity right where it needs to be, in the center of your body, in this place of groundedness, in this place of oneness, in this place of safety and security. Place your center of gravity into the center of your essence and being. You will now imagine doing the activity, flowing freely, effortlessly, moving without effort, a place where your body is doing precisely what it is that you want it to do, with movement, with thoughts, with your voice, with your hearing, with your sight. For what you see now as you go through your activity is eminently clear. What you hear now with this activity is eminently clear. What you say during this activity is eminently clear. Your body moving effortlessly as if you were a newborn colt frolicking through the pastures with your mother. Allow the activity now in this place of oneness and centeredness to unfold. See yourself moving and doing and creating what it is that you want to create. A place of no obstructions, no limitations. A place where all is possible. See yourself now moving through the activity that you set your intention to recreate in a new way, now. Do you see yourself with any limitations whatsoever? Why limit yourself? Roll back the tape. Create new neural networks now. Redo the activity if you need to, so that you see yourself doing it with a body that is well, with a body that is centered, with a body that is symptom-free, strong, centered, grounded, assured, confident. You know this place. You can always return to this place. See yourself now doing the activity precisely the way you want to do the activity, with a body that is doing exactly what you want it to do. Effortless. Confident. Assured. Collected. Calm. And as you see yourself doing this activity, if you feel any anxiety, any fears surface, if you hear any thought forms rattling in your brain that are not serving your best and highest good, wish them away with a quick burst of energy with your breath, like that. If you feel those kinds of feelings emerge as you're visualizing this activity, check your center of gravity. Is it still in the center? For you see, that can flop out in a flash. If it has flopped out, then simply with your intention, place it back where it belongs, in the center of your being. It is here, when you are at the center of who you are, that anything is possible. This is the place where you can manifest all of your heart's desire. Centered, grounded, confident, assured. It's a place of divine grace. It's a place where you can become all of who you are. It's a place where you can manifest It's a place where you can create. Allow yourself to see you doing this activity now with a body that is doing precisely what you need your body to do for you. Remember this place in your body. With your intention, allow yourself to reset this place in your body at any moment in time during the day. When you notice that that center of gravity has slipped out of place, the reset is simple. It can simply be done by a quick burst of energy with your breath when you acknowledge that the center has literally flopped away. The burst of energy sounds like this. It's very simple. For in doing that, you can always reset your place of centeredness in the moment. take a slow breath in, and then release the breath throughout your mouth, inviting the cells of your body to remember this place. A place of no symptoms, a place of no challenges with mobility, a place of no difficulty with expressing your truth, a place of being able to see all that there is in truth, a place of being able to hear the truth of what is being told to you and of what you are telling others. Be assured that you can always return to this place in the moment. Always. It's a place that your body knows. The reset requires the intention to go to a different place when you slip out of this place of oneness. Continue to see yourself moving through the activity that you decided to focus your attention on during this meditation. If you see any evidence of tremoring or balance problems, it's time to create a new vision of this activity for yourself. For in visualizing the activity in the way that you want to accomplish it, it will be made so for you. Are you doing the activity slow simply because you think that's the way your body will need to do it? Why not speed it up if you would like to do it a little quicker? See yourself now doing this activity without any effort. Assured that you can always return to this place of oneness and centeredness and groundedness. Always in the moment with your intention. It's a question of resetting the thermostat that controls balance, that controls your emotions, and that controls your thoughts, so that all thoughts are only in your best and highest good, so that all feelings are those that manifest all of who you are, so that your body can become all that it is. Finish now the activity that you are visualizing in whatever way that is right for you. Allow there to be closure. Invite yourself to celebrate now the magnificence of this experience performed by a body that is working perfectly. Wiggle your toes just a bit and allow yourself to get up from this tree that you have been nested against. and walk away as your center of gravity is precisely where it needs to be, as you see yourself walking confidently. As you see yourself leading a life of abundance and pleasure, doing all that your heart desires, holding no limitations in your thought forms whatsoever, knowing whatever might be present for you yesterday need not be present for you today if it is your wish for it to change. Becoming aware now of your surroundings, of your body. Notice how, as you open your eyes, the colors are more brilliant, the textures are more evident, the sounds permeate each and every cell of your body. As you set your intention to, when you now actually go through that activity in the near future, you will experience it in a new way, centered, grounded, assured, confident. So in the end, know that there are activities that we all engage where we are literally symptom-free. Set your intention now to expand the time when that happens for you so that it transfers over into each and every moment of your life. I'm Robert Rogers, and of course, this is the centered and grounded place of Parkinson's recovery.